Welcome to the Bone Coach Show, dedicated to helping you understand all things related to diet, lifestyle, bone health, and how you can live and thrive with low bone density and osteoporosis. I'm your host, Kevin Ellis, certified health coach, health and wellness speaker, and above all else, your bone coach. After being diagnosed with osteoporosis in my early 30s, I transformed my health through diet and lifestyle and now help my clients and community members do the same through my online coaching practice, BoneCoach.com. Look, there are no quick and easy cures for low bone density, but the choices we make every single day can have a powerful impact on our bones, our health, and our general well-being. I'll share the research, interview the experts, and help you figure out how to get the conditions right in your body so you can better your bones through diet and lifestyle. Short disclaimer, I'm not a medical doctor and this show should not be considered medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare team before making medical decisions and changes to your diet and lifestyle. With that being said, let's get on with the show.
But the problems that they're having is that they're having these challenges with absorbability. And when we're taking everything orally, and yet we have a condition like osteoporosis or osteopenia, or maybe we have IBS or severe hot flashes, all of these conditions are all associated to problems with detox and problems with absorbability. So if you're taking these supplements and maybe only absorbing 25 to 25% of them, well, what would happen to your health if you're actually absorbing 80 to 85% of them? Because now you're less stressed, your gap junctions in your intestines are nice and closed up. You can actually deliver the nutrients that you're taking from your from all those supplements via your circulatory system. And you can clean up the junk, take it out with the lymphatic system so that that way there's space to put the good nutrients in.
If you haven't done so already, especially if you're newly diagnosed with osteopenia or osteoporosis, or if your most recent bone density scan still showed more bone loss, go ahead and pause this episode and head over to bonecoach.com to sign up for your free 7-day osteoporosis kickstart guide. That's going to give you everything you need step by step by step over the next 7 days to get on the path to improvement and stronger bones. You won't want to miss that. So pause this right now, head over to bonecoach.com, and I'll be here as soon as you get back. Welcome to this episode of the Bone Coach Show. Joining us today to explore what castor oil is and why castor oil packs can be helpful for your daily detox is Dr. Marisol Tejero. Dr. Marisol Tejero is an award-winning author and founder of Queen of Thrones line of products, including the original Heatless, Less Mess, reusable castor oil pack that supports better sleep, better bowel movements, and feeling better hormonally. She went from the director of a brick-and-mortar detox and cleanse clinic, treating mainly cancer, autoimmunity, and hormones for over a decade, to CEO by taking the traumas in her life and transforming them into gold. She helps people all over the world stress less and take dominion over their lives. She's been featured on various TV programs such as the nationally syndicated NBC shows Bloom and Daytime. Her life's mission is to help people unfold and understand their inner journey towards full self-expression and by connecting the body, mind, and soul for infinite health. So Dr. Marisol, I am looking forward to this conversation today.
I am too, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me. This is a subject I absolutely love to speak about, is bone health.
Wonderful. Well, let's get into this and let's start out with, I always want to get a background on everybody's stories and how they came to be in their respective fields. Could you just share a little bit about your journey working in a clinic, previously a brick and mortar clinic, for a long period of time, working with people with cancer, autoimmunity, and then how you're now with Queen of Thrones?
It's been such an amazing journey, and truly it was out of necessity. Early on in my journey in natural health and healing, I wasn't the healthiest. I was on certain birth control pills, Depo-Provera, an injection, a shot, which affected my period. I would never get a period, so that is never any good for bone health for sure. I was dealing with IBS, so my absorption was pretty severely affected. Just so many things, mold, toxicity, electromagnetic frequencies would affect me. So I was just one of those persons who was always sick. And it led me to become a naturopathic doctor because I was in search of the solution. And I had been trying so many different things. And by the time I hit fourth year of naturopathic medicine, I got extremely sick. I got sicker than I ever was before. And it was no surprise, but of course it was the amount of stress in naturopathic college. And here I was already coming with all these pre-existing conditions. And now I'm in a molded building of the naturopathic college, which is completely off, shouldn't be happening. The electromagnetic frequencies on my condominium, they had just put in new cell phone towers. So here I was really affected by everything environmentally, and my entire health crashed. And it was at that point that I realized, here I am doing everything right by the book. I'm taking all the right supplements. I'm doing all the right exercises. I'm, you know, going to all the right practitioners. I'm doing colon cleansing. I'm getting IV therapy. I'm doing everything. But yet I wasn't better. I was getting worse. And what I realized was, there was one thing that I hadn't tried that I'd been told to do for over a decade, to tell you the truth. Like, even before I was in school to become a naturopathic doctor, people had told me to do castor oil packs. But I thought they were woo-woo. Like, I mean, look at it. Like, I thought it was woo-woo. I thought it was crazy. How is this like pizza cloth that you put like some oil on it gonna do anything for me? I said, no, thank you. I'll just keep taking pills. And so that's what got me to the point where all I was doing was taking pills and trying to get more pills. And I had pills and pills and pills and pills. And it was supplements and healthy pills, but still they weren't absorbing for me because of my IBS and because of how my entire health was working. So that night in bed, convalescent, unable to finish even the school that I was working for, I finally said, I'm going to try this castor oil pack thing. And I literally sewed up an old trade show bag and made out of organic cotton because I wanted it to be quality material. And I placed it on my body because I wasn't going to do it the old messy way, which was like, you know, soak up a whole flannel, like wrap yourself with saran wrap. It wasn't attracted to me, and nor did I think it was going to be a good healthful thing to do, to wrap your body with plastic. So then I ended up putting on this pack, and what I noticed was an immediate sensation of calm, feeling well. And I connected it immediately to the fact that stress had always been such a stake in my life. It literally was driving a stake through my heart, was stress, because it was the number one factor that I could never get under control because of my A-type personality, my wanting to succeed. And I was just driven, but the drive was killing me. And I, you know, found these packs, and it helped me to relax, which I'd never been able to do. I'd never been able to meditate. I'd never been able to, like, you'd literally have to put me in like a class of like yogis and me soak up all their energies in order for me to calm down. Like, it was the only way. So I started doing these packs regularly. And within that first month, I noticed enormous changes. I was doing the pack for every hour, and then I'd take an hour off. Now, this isn't how everybody does it. I was doing it that intensely because I was unable to get out of bed. And I was literally either completely constipated or just running to the bathroom after I ate because I wouldn't hold anything down and it was just coming out of me. So I was having really bad absorption issues. And this is going to really play a big role when it comes to bone health, is that the absorbability of my foods, of even my supplements, I wasn't absorbing any of it. So here I was always constantly increasing my dose of supplements and just not getting the benefit from it. But over that month, I was able to reduce my supplements significantly. I was feeling better. My bowels regulated. My sleep got better. And then I got onto more of a normal practice with castor oil packs, which was wearing them in the evening to go to bed and then wake up in the morning and take it off. And if you knew my diagnostic list, I had mono, I had mold, I had EBV, I had chronic co-infections. Like, I had, the kitchen sink was thrown at me. I was tested for everything and I had everything. And I was told I would maybe get back to living and finishing school in 6 to 9 months if I was very lucky. But within 3 months, I was running back to naturopathic college and, you know, trying to get every single one of my patients to do these castor oil packs because I was super impressed. But yet they were all non-believers like I was. And they were all like, how can this thing work? It's too woo-woo. Where am I going to find all the materials? And so no one did it. And then I realized, okay, I'm going to create this pack that makes it easy for people to do. And then they can all do it. And then it'll be easy and fun. And, you know, one thing after another, I launched my first castor oil pack company. I ended up not having time to market it because clinical practice got really busy and I was really happy in clinical practice. And then sure enough, you know, 4 years later, I wanted to keep on doing them in clinical practice with my patients and I needed the pack. So then I went back to the drawing board. I made an even better pack. And this time it got out to thousands and thousands and thousands. And so many are using these packs now and benefiting. And I'm just so happy because you know, the number one testimony on our website is it's a game changer. And that's what it was for me. And that's what it is for people when they start to use the pack, because it changes the game for them.
And I've been using Castor Oil packs for maybe 5 to 10 years now, you know, somewhere in that range. And I remember when I first started using them, I actually used to take them and lay down with them on the couch right before I was going to bed. And I would sit there and I would just do like breathing exercises. And I would kind of get into a calm state, and then I would take it off and go to bed. But for those people that are listening right now that may not even know what castor oil is, could you walk them through? Like, they might not even know the difference between, is castor oil a cooking oil, or is it something you rub on your skin, or is it something you take internally? You know, how can you walk through what castor oil is and how it's typically used?
Awesome. So castor oil is most known by people, and I don't want it to be confused with cod liver oil, because cod liver oil comes from a fish, but castor oil comes from a bean, in fact. And it's, so it's a vegan source of oil, and it's the most unique oil that exists out there in the world. Its history is long reaching, back in Egyptian times, Greek times. Pliny the Elder, who was a doctor to the Roman empresses and would treat fertility and hormonal problems as they aged. I'm sure osteopenia and osteoporosis as well too. So it has such a history of use because of the, its biochemistry. This oil has an active component known as ricinoleic acid. It's about 90% of the components of the oil. And it looks very much like a prostaglandin. For those listeners and viewers out there, a prostaglandin is basically the end result of what you get when you take a fish oil. So it's that beautiful anti-inflammatory molecule that is very beneficial to people who have bone health problems and other problems of with of, that are inflammatory in nature. And now the other 10% of this wonderful oil is a combination of oleic acid, and oleic acid is similar to what comes from olive oil. And then the other portion is linoleic acid, similar to what comes from evening primrose oil. Again, very, very beneficial to those who have osteopenia, osteoporosis, because evening primrose oil has some really interesting research in terms of supporting the matrix growth, collagen, bone matrix, evening primrose oil. And this, these are the components of castor oil. So it's like really the best of all the oil worlds combined into one, which I love. Now, people may know castor oil for its most common use all on its own as a laxative. Doctors, it's FDA approved, Health Canada approved. Doctors, pharmacists, that's really the way that they know, classical doctors, conventional doctors understand castor oil as a laxative. And there's a quite the history as a laxative as well too. In Italy, during fascism, Mussolini used to use castor oil as a torture tool, if you'd believe it. That's the wild thing, the wild little history with castor oil, because it is such a strong laxative. It's reserved for patients when they have a very chronic, debilitating, non-moving constipation. So you'll find it on all the shelves of pharmacies, but that's not the quality that you're looking for when it comes to castor oil packs. Now, castor oil has a historical usage topically for beauty. Cleopatra would use it for her eyes. She'd use it for her eyebrow growth and eyelashes and her hair. So it has that nice little aspect to it. But really, I like to think of castor oil in terms of its medicinal component actions. And there's five actions that are really interesting to note. The first one is it's a natural anti-inflammatory, and we spoke about that because of the ricinoleic acid that acts like a prostaglandin, which is very cool. Number two, it is the master carrier oil, which means it's the only oil that can carry through the top layer of skin deep into the dermis and get into the lymphatic system and the blood system. And that's how it moves to all parts of the body, including the bones. Now, not only is it the master carrier oil, so if you're using essential oils, you want to definitely use castor oil, but because it carries it into the blood circulation and the lymphatic system, what's really interesting is that castor oil, it moves smooth muscle, and smooth muscle is found in the intestine, in the uterus, in the blood vessels, and in the lymphatic system. And so it can naturally pump the lymphatics and the blood circulatory system, helping blood brings all the nutrients to the cells of the bones of the body. And then the lymphatics are what clean up everything. So any toxins or things that need to be removed from the bones, that's all done via the lymphatic system. And so you've got three amazing benefits. And on top of it, we've got the fact that castor oil is a naturally rich in antioxidants. It helps to support the recycling of glutathione, very, very important to bone health. And then there's other actions too, nitric oxide promoter, which is also a very strong antioxidant, especially as we age, it reduces in our bodies. So that helps our gut, that helps all parts of our bodies do better. And then finally, castor oil is well known as a balancer of the microbiome. And this is research that we can find on PubMed, which is, you know, the classic source of high level research in periodontal medicine. So, you know, when you're getting your gums fixed or your teeth or getting implants, here we're noting that castor oil is beneficial to the microbiome. And so I just love castor oil for all of its uses. I mean, we use it for oil pulling in my practice. We've used it in so many different ways on the skin for any kind of skin conditions. But then where I fell in love with castor oil was its use as a castor oil pack, which is a completely different thing.
And I know there are so many things that people can do, like when somebody is coming into their health journey, or they've been on their health journey for a long time and they're trying to figure these things out. And they're like, gosh, there are so many things I can implement or add in, or what is actually going to work and what's not. How is someone going to know, you know what, I should try castor oil, or castor oil may be the thing that helps me?
Yeah, I think it's when you get to that point. Most people come to the castor oil pack, either they've heard about it from so many people and finally they make the decision. So that might be some of the viewers or listeners today. I think the other group of people are those who are really, really frustrated with their health. They've been trying so many different things and they don't find that it's coming together or working. The reality is what they're doing is probably right. What they're doing is probably right. But the problems that they're having is that they're having these challenges with absorbability. And when we're taking everything orally, and yet we have a condition like osteoporosis or osteopenia, or maybe we have IBS or severe hot flashes, all of these conditions are all associated to problems with detox and problems with absorbability. So if you're taking these supplements and maybe only absorbing 25 to 25% of them, well, what would happen to your health if you're actually absorbing 80 to 85% of them? Because now you're less stressed, your gap junctions in your intestines are nice and closed up. You can actually deliver the nutrients that you're taking from your from all those supplements via your circulatory system. And you can clean up the junk, take it out with the lymphatic system so that where there's space to put the good nutrients in. I mean, castor oil packs end up being the universal language that kind of puts all of your supplements, all of your practices, all your IVs, all your things together and helps them to all work better. So this is where I say, you know, if you find yourself overwhelmed by the amount of things that you're taking or the amount of things that you're doing, the castor oil pack is what helps put it all together and help everything that you're doing work better. And then, you know, in my clinical practice, the cool thing with castor oil packs is I would use them to know a few things on my patients. Number one, all my patients, what they always wanted to do was, their biggest question when they'd come in was, so when can I get off all of this stuff? You know, and I understand because it impacts our budget, you know, affordability at certain points in time. But when I would know we would be able to get them off and off and off of supplements and they could get onto a more balanced regime when they were regular with doing their castor oil packs because their absorbability was much improved and they would always feel better. And the question that I would ask them constantly would be like, well, how are you feeling? Are you as good as you were last time? Or have you been, you know, falling off track? And sure enough, they're falling off track. Their lab values are changing. Their urine analysis, they tend to be more dehydrated when not doing the packs. And, you know, I would see all these things and they would be regressing and doing worse without doing the packs. And every time my simplest prescription would constantly be get back on your castor oil pack. Get back on your castor oil packs. And patients, I didn't want patients to be spending the amount of money that they were paying to come see me for an hour to get that one prescription because they could literally do it at home. And that's what I loved so much about the castor oil pack was because most people are taking the right things and the right supplement. They're getting guided by people like you, Kevin, who have an enormous amount of vocabulary of knowledge. And then it's just that one simple thing that just needs to be put it all together because ultimately, the more amount of stress we have, the less we're able to heal. And the castor oil pack Yes, it's wonderful anti-inflammatory, balances the microbiome, recycles glutathione. It gets all us absorbing our nutrients and has us detoxifying and cleansing. But what the castor oil pack does better than any other supplements is that it shifts the body into the relaxed state. And when you put the body into the relaxed state, so many mechanisms take action. Your hormones balance better. Your balance between osteoclasts and osteoblasts balances out, right? The clasts that are cutting it all up are balanced out. So then that way we can build bone instead, right? So there's the hormones, your estrogen and progesterone ratio can balance up. So then you are able to, you know, maintain your healthy hormone balance, which will maintain your bones for longer, right? All of these little aspects help. And that's the reason why when people look at the castor oil pack in my clinic, it was the first thing that we prescribe. For that reason, because I wanted to be able to see if I could get them on the least amount of supplements possible, not the most, the least, because I wanted happy clients who would refer, happy patients who would refer more happy patients to me. That was my end goal. And just like you, same deal, right?
Yeah. And I guess what I would ask too is, I know when I first started using castor oil packs a long time ago, it was a bit messy too, right? I would pour out this oil onto this cloth. I'd place it. I ruined some shirts and you know, blankets and all that kind of stuff when I was laying down. Can you talk about how would somebody go about applying? I know you have a castor oil pack that you put together. How does somebody go about doing that? And maybe we've got people on the podcast and on the YouTube. So if you want to speak through it as you're also maybe demonstrating, if you want, you can absolutely do that too.
Awesome. Well, what I did was I just made it easy for people because the way I knew myself, I looked at the castor oil pack, all the instructions, the messiness, and I'm like, I'm already a mess daily. So if I bring that into my life, it's going to be a real mess. So I was like, I can't do that. There's no way. So I was like, how can I make it so that it's going to make my life easier, patients' life easier, other practitioners' lives easier. So the first time I did the castor oil pack company and it didn't work was because I had the pack was completely cotton. And the problem when it's completely cotton is that castor oil is going to leak through onto the other side and then we're no farther ahead. And the old recommendation of castor oil packs had people wrapping their bodies with a plastic wrap. Plastic wrap is incredibly toxic. And especially if you're mixing castor oil with plastic, that's a no-no. We don't want to do that. Castor oil absolutely needs to be bottled in a glass bottle because as I said earlier on, it's the master carrier oil. So it grabs everything and brings it into the body. So I had to, with material knowledge, learning about materials over the years, figure out a way that I could do it where the pack had organic cotton on the inside, which is this aspect, and then an outer shell, which would be a form of plastic, but that wouldn't touch the skin and wouldn't be leaching into the body. And so this is what I came up with. I took a material known as pull, which is used in organic reusable baby diapers, and we added organic cotton on the inside layer. So then that way what was touching the skin and touching the castor oil was organic cotton. And then we put the outer covering layer. And what I wanted to also do was investigate, was it really necessary to use all that oil and be so wasteful? And it isn't necessary. Before they had it just drenched in oil, you'd literally use a 500 ml bottle in one treatment. And what we've discovered over the decade of working with these castor oil packs and clinic in research work we've done in my clinic here too, is that less is more with castor oil pack. All you need on this pack is to pour 2 tablespoons the very first time that you do it. Like this is a lightly used pack. As you can see, it's got a little bit of the oil covering on it. So 2 tablespoons to just give it a first base coverage. And then after that, just one tablespoon every time that you do the pack. You always put on new oil because what you want is you want to be absorbing the new oil every single time. It's a better way to do it, especially just with understanding because, here's what we don't understand. We don't know yet if the oil only goes into the body and then comes out the intestine and through your stools, or if there may be a little bit of the toxins from the liver that go back out into the pack. And that's the reason why we want to add oil, fresh oil every single time. So that helps us to mediate that. We are looking to research that. So we will be doing clinical tests and seeing that. But we do want to just add oil every single time, just make it easy, and less is more. And then it's convenient because you simply just wrap it up. And the straps are large enough to fit anyone's body. Either you're going to be wrapping it up in the front if you're a tiny frame, or if you're a little bit of a larger frame, you'll be wrapping it up in behind. And it fits conveniently underneath of the rib cage, and it curves to your body. So again, another upgrade that I did from my first company where I had it square, but our bodies are curved. They're not square. So these were all the upgrades I did in order to make it easier, better to use, and simpler and doable, because this is a practice that, like anything, if you don't take your supplements, if they sit there, they aren't going to be a game changer for you. And it's just like the castor oil pack. If it's just sitting there in your kitchen or in your sink, in your bathroom, it's not going to do the great work and be the game changer that it's meant to be in your life and in your health practice.
And is there a time of day or a certain that most people should be doing this, or there are things they shouldn't be doing while they've got the castor oil packs on? Can you walk through that a little bit?
Awesome. The best time of day to do castor oil pack is any time that you can do it, just get it on. I always say to my patients, there is, of course, I'm going to get into the way better time of the day to do it, but at the very least, wear it. If you can't do it at night, or you can't do it in the morning, you can't do it in the afternoon, just wear it at least for 1 hour during the day. But the optimal time of doing it is right before going to bed, and actually to wear it to bed, because we want face time with your abdomen, the castor oil and the pack. There's lots of reasons. The material, the softness, the oil stimulates dopamine, like a weighted blanket. It reflexes through the skin into the somatic and the viscera and goes up on into the vagoventral nerve. And so it stimulates your vagus nerve to calm you down and relax you. So that's one of the reasons why it's such a benefit to wear it to go to bed. Common people will find that they start to dream again. This is very, very common. They sleep better. What people always say is they sleep better, they poop better, and they just feel better the next day. And that's why they call it a game changer. And that's what you see in the testimonials. I'm pooping better, I am sleeping better, and I just feel better overall, moods, hormones, right? And dreams, like some people will experience dreams coming back. And that's important because castor oil isn't only just physically moving things, it's also moving things from a mind and a spirit perspective as well, too, because during nighttime and in our dreams, it's how we clean up our subconscious mind.
And then one of the other questions I have about this is, you know, can you overdo it? Because sometimes when people hear things, they might just go full force, more is better. And we all know, or most of us know, more is not always better, right? So can you overdo castor oil?
I don't think you can overdo the castor oil packs, because as long as you're not overdoing the amount of oil that you're using every single time, the point of it is it's kind of like, it's like a routine, a practice, right? So nightly, daily is excellent. As you saw my example of my being very, very sick and convalescent and unable to get out of bed, no energy, completely zapped. I mean, I was doing it every 2 hours, I'd be putting on a pack again. So this is one of those gentle therapies that I don't think that you can get enough of it. Like, I think that you'll do fine. They aim for daily, and most people end up doing it 4 to 5 times during the week, but aim for daily. And if you can do it daily, that's going to be your best bang. And because you notice when you stop doing them, the difference, which is where it's amazing, because it's a piece of cloth that has oil on it. So it's one of these things that you got to do it to believe it, because then you're wow. And if it doesn't work for you, there's a real biological reason that you can know from it not working on you. Do you want to hear what it is? It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what I noticed early on in practice with castor oil packs was that there was like a subset of people, it was about 25% of my clinical practice, that it wouldn't work. They wouldn't get the benefit. They wouldn't sleep better. They wouldn't poop better. They wouldn't come back being all like, oh my God, what is this thing? It's so wild. I can't believe it works, which is what everyone says. And they're like, wow, who'd have thought it? And then they tell all their friends. This is the thing with castor oil packs. You're going to tell all your friends about it because you can't believe that it works, but it does. And so I started like wondering, like, what is it with these patients? Like, why are they not getting an improvement? And then I started noticing that these were all my patients had dehydration as a symptom. And I would test their urine and notice that their specific gravity, which is a marker of dehydration, wasn't optimal. And I would do things like skin turgor. And this is something that actually applies quite a bit to an osteopenia and osteoporosis population, because dehydration is often a factor. And so if the pack wasn't giving them benefits of them pooping better or sleeping better or feeling better, what I would do is I would have them now take multi-mineral or extra magnesium in order to get, because they usually were missing water, but also electrolytes at the same time. And then with that combination with the castor oil packs, they would take that morning and night before going to bed, they'd take those electrolytes and those magnesium, those mineral mixtures, very important again to your people, Kevin, and they would have benefit and they would sleep better and they would poop better and they would sleep better. So it was an amazing, it became an amazing tool. And I would start teaching my patients this as a tool for their dehydration status, so that if they were doing their castor oil pack and it was feeling uncomfortable, or if they weren't noticing the benefit of sleeping better or pooping better the next day, okay, hydration is an issue. Something's going on with their minerals. Maybe their magnesium is getting more depleted because they're more stressed and they just need to adapt their supplement regime to it. It's a golden tool to use that way. Golden.
Wonderful. And is there anything else relating to castor oil packs, their benefits, or I think we've kind of touched on all the benefits there. Anything else you think is important to share with our audience too?
I just think it's one of these practices that you want to try it out at least once. Do it and try it and see. And if you're one of those persons who feels that they didn't get benefit, try out the hydration status test. Just try that and go for it. Because when you start practicing it, most people do feel better. And in terms of an osteopenia, if you've got osteopenia, I've got osteoporosis, where it's going to be the biggest aid is number one, the stress. So managing that stress balance that we, you know, as we age, we just get more stressed because we just have more toxins. And when we've been dealing with more stuff over our lifetime, we have less resiliency. So it supports us in that journey. It supports us in our absorption that as we age starts to decrease and isn't as good as it used to be, in your microbiome as well too, balancing out your hormones. One thing that I've noticed with some of my ladies who had transitioned on into menopause and were in that stage, perimenopause, menopause, some of my ladies got their periods back. And this was a cool thing, because when you get your period back after not having it, of course, check with your doctor, make sure all is well. But it was a reversing of their time clock. Because if they can maintain their period for longer, well, then their estrogen will be higher for longer and estrogen levels in the body will maintain the bone for longer. So that was a phenomenal thing in my clinical practice, which I just want your people to have a note that that may be something that occurs. So don't be surprised if that does happen. And then just the factor that, you know, because it helps support the high antioxidant status and reduction of inflammation, like with glutathione supporting bone health. And then, you know, whenever you have reduction of inflammation in the body, well, then you know that your bone is going to be in a healthier state. So it's just such a wonderful tool if you have osteopenia or osteoporosis. And it'll be one of those things that'll become like your comforting blanket as you age and as you grow and as you move into the best stages of your life, I feel.
Wonderful. And I want to thank you again so much for your time. I want to make sure everybody knows where I'm going to link to everything that we mentioned here in the show notes, but could you just let everybody know where they can find you and the castor oil packs as well?
Yeah. So the best place to find me is I love to be on Instagram. So at Be Well Queen. So that's Be Well Queen. And then of course, if you want to go find Queen of the Thrones, you can find us. That's our handle on Instagram and in all the other places. And then of course, queenofthethrones.com, and check out the links at the bottom of this page so that you can go to the right spot.
Perfect. Wonderful. And for everybody listening, you can find all the resources, show notes, everything mentioned here today over at bonecoach.com/ Dr. Marisol Tejero, Queen of the Thrones. And I just want to say thanks again for everything. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Hope you found this episode of the Bone Coach Show helpful. You can find all the resources, show notes, everything mentioned over at bonecoach.com. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, be sure to share it with someone you love, a friend, family member, even a group of people. And also be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode that can help you improve your bones, your health, and your future. One last reminder, if you haven't done so already, head over to bonecoach.com for more great resources to help you get on the path to stronger bones and an active future. I'm your Bone Coach, Kevin Ellis. I'll see you in the next episode.